Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No.
You have none?
None.
Okay. Hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, hearing none, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting. Have a motion by Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. It's not necessary that you speak in order to register your approval or disapproval for an application, as the board will ask for a show of hands either way, and the board may ask questions of anyone who does choose to speak. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session, and all persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn those off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 9658, Creekside Homes Incorporated, north of Route 18, 1,300 feet east of Road 320, a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as a sales office.
Lisa Brittingham, 18525 Joseph's Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Mark Brittingham, 18525 Joseph's Road, Milton, Delaware. Mark Brittingham.
Mark.
Mark. Mark. Can you swear testimony about the insurance practitioner knowledge?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're trying to place a temporary manufactured home at the sales center on the Lewis Georgetown Highway.
Mm-hmm. We're opening a sales center.
A sales
manufactured
dealership.
Manufactured modular home sales center.
Okay. How long were you requesting to have this there?
Well, I would probably say it probably 5 years just to get up and started. You know, and then we were planning to upgrade to a modular home.
5 years? Okay. What year is it?
It will be a 2007-2008.
And what size will it be?
It'll be a James River. It's made by Clayton.
28 by 76.
It's a 28 by 76. Jamestown, sorry.
28 by 76.
Is this a new business?
Yes.
Starting?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
It will be landscaped and.
Yes.
Yes.
And there will be a parking area?
Yes.
Parking area, handicap accessibilities.
Is this for a development or a
no,
business?
No, it's going to be a sales center, mobile home sales center.
And modular.
So there's going to be other modulars on the property?
Other models, yes.
There's going to be a total of five. We're going to start with five models. That's what we would like to do.
Most companies use a model as their office. Is there a reason that you wouldn't do that? Or
that's going to be part of the five.
Part of one of our, it's going to show, it's going to have the largest amount of bedrooms or whatever, which we used as offices, just so we don't have to have such a big display outside. That'll be the only thing.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I wish we take case number 9658 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9658 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, if you use a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. But that means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. So you can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.